What are you, German or something?
Here we go!
Hi, Ben. Hi, Joe. This is Worf's wife, Worfino. Worf is working in his super awesome lab, trying to decide if that's Willow or not in that picture that Joe has. He's gonna call back later. Alright, don't cheese!
Wow, I did not know Worf had a wife.
I didn't know either.
Worfina, huh?
Pretty convenient that her name is Worfina.
Yeah, and the character he plays is Worf.
That's very strange.
Poor Michael Dorn. Poor Michael Dorn.
You feel bad for him?
Well, I mean, would you want to go out, or would you want to marry a chick that had that voice?
You're not serious, are you? Because that's hot.
I don't find that hot. Do you find, like, chicks with deep voices, like, hot?
Yeah. Come on, think about it. Think about all the chicks with deep voices.
Well, Jessica Rabbit, the cartoon, she had, like, that was, what was her name?
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, she has kind of a deep voice.
Yeah, hot. Mm. The hotness.
Hey.
The real hotness.
Hey, it's Saturday, we're doing a show.
Finally, it's about time. We're back in the original studio.
Yes.
Which means you're going to hear a fan pretty soon.
Yeah, I think you can probably hear it right now.
Well, Worfina was talking about that picture I promised to bring.
Right, like weeks ago.
Weeks ago. I brought not only that, but what I claim to be the best class picture ever taken.
Yeah. Do you want to get to that right now? Because I've seen all the other pictures that you brought,
right.
but you are saving this one.
I have some great family classics here.
Well, let's go through the pictures. And
Here's the Willow one. We're going to put that aside for now.
Okay, that's totally you as Willow. Sorry. It's got to be you.
Okay.
You're dropping everything.
Here's one of my brother. He totally made his own Halloween costume this year. Why don't you describe to the people what you're looking at?
Okay. Well, the location seems, I'm guessing that's school, because everyone's lining up or something. He is wearing brown pants. Okay. Looks like he's got a sheet over his head. But there's a hole cut out, revealing a green mask with a fuzzy nose. He's got some sort of ammo belt on.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. Also, he's got looks like a fleece sweater.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Thing.
So, what is he?
Going with a gremlin with an ammo belt.
Oh, sorry, you're wrong. It's an Ewok.
Why does he have a green face?
I don't know. We didn't have a lot of money back then. What was your worst Halloween costume?
Oh, I think we went over this, but it was, I went as a spaceman, but... my dad actually went and got, like, one of those, like, official, like, space, like, jumpsuits, almost. It was, like, blue and had the NASA logo on it.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Alright, that's cool.
But, I was wearing a laser tag helmet, because that's all I had.
Well,
I didn't have a gun. I didn't have a gun, Joe. I just had the helmet. Laser tag helmet.
That is so much fun. Yeah. Well, here's my worst Halloween costume ever.
Are you breakdancing?
Yeah, skeleton? It looks like I'm doing a little robot breakdance.
Yeah.
All right, and here's why it's bad. Skeletons sound cool, right?
Yeah.
I think I probably got this idea from Karate Kid.
Yeah, it looks
like
that.
We'll scan this one.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my,
Maybe we could put it up on, like, during the podcast. Like, it will come up in your album art. I don't know if we could do that. We can try that. Yeah.
If you've seen that now, we accomplished that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wearing a skull cap, as you may or may not be able to see.
Right, okay.
Painted my face.
It's all white.
And then, see, again, because we weren't big into, like, buying a whole bunch of costumes, and I was easy to please. If you look closely, you can see the scotch tape that's holding on the decoration of a skeleton that was just taped to my body.
Yes. And that looks like, is that a real human bone? What is that attached to you?
Where?
Right there.
Yeah, that was a Halloween decoration you hang up in the house.
Oh,
just taped on.
I see, okay.
Alright.
Very cool, though.
Let's get to a few more before we get to the big guns here.
Very cool.
Here's an important moment in my life.
You and your brother with your Nintendo Entertainment System control deck.
That's what they called it, the control deck.
I'm guessing this is Christmas.
That son of a bitch came with two controllers, gun, and a game.
And the game, yeah.
Hmm. Sounds awesome.
They didn't show that on the front cover that came with the gun. I guess probably you didn't want kids.
Stealing guns?
Yeah.
Alright, you ready for it? Now, I brought a lot of class pictures, and Ben has some of his.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But here is a picture of me in kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Who? What class was this?
This is Mrs. Leventrosser's A.M. class.
A.M.
Before full day kindergarten.
P.M.
Now, if you look closely, you're going to see Howdy Doody.
There's a Howdy Doody.
There's a Howdy Doody totally in the picture. And
that's not you.
No. See, most people probably think that because of the hair.
Right.
Not me. I'm the one that looks like taking a picture is the greatest thing to ever happen.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
You ready to see if you can find me?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I'm just jacked that we were taking a picture.
Okay, where's the Howdy Doody? That's Stefan. That is so funny.
Yeah, and Mrs. Lemontroster, my teacher, she called in.
She did?
She did. Let's play it.
Okay.
Hi, Benny. Hi, Joey. This is Mrs. Lemontroster, your kindergarten teacher in the AM 1987 class. First of all, great picture. I love when you look so jacked to take that picture. Second of all, I have a question for you guys, because I know you like playing games. So which would you rather? We're going to play this game. Would you rather eat a french fry that came out of Penelope Cruz's butt, or a french fry that came out of Selma Hayek's butt? Dope cheese!
Teacher, it's gross.
Yeah, I never had her. I wasn't in your kindergarten class.
Well, she's retarded.
Yeah, why does she think
of she probably thinks you're this Ben, the one over here.
Oh, that guy think mm-hmm. Ben?
Yeah.
Yes. So my name. So we were never in a class together, were we?
I think 1 year in fifth grade. And that's the only picture I think I don't have.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
Weird.
Erased from existence.
Good call. Biff World.
Yeah.
It's in Biff World.
Right.
So, that
is gross.
That is gross.
What kind of question is that?
Well, which one?
Selma Hayek.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. You gave me a really gross...
Which do you think has the cleaner butt?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Come on, seriously.
No, really, that's disgusting.
Who has the cleaner butt?
I guess Penelope Cruz would.
Why?
I don't know. That's a guess I have.
I'm going with Selma Hayek.
Yeah?
Cleaner butt. Okay.
It turned my stomach when we started talking about this.
Okay, so maybe we shouldn't talk about it?
Well, I want you to bring up the other question. I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, this is actually my girlfriend. Are we doing that one?
Should I wake her up?
No, I'll let her sleep. Her question was, do you know what Peter Popoff is?
I do now.
Okay. Peter Popoff is the guy who sells Miracle Spring Water on TV.
We called him, didn't we?
Yeah.
Snake Legs?
No, that was Leroy. That was Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, Leroy Jenkins.
Right. I just said Leroy.
Leroy.
Yeah, that was Leroy Jenkins. Oh, shit, you should not be looking at that, should you?
Oh, I don't. You have to wear a hat all the time.
I remember that kid, he had dreadlocks.
Yeah. Sorry, we're still looking at
pictures. Okay, so the Peter Popoff sells Miracle Spring Water.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the other one? Oh, Jerry Falwell, the guy who just died. Thought, the purple Teletubby was gay, and blame September 11th on the gay people.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't?
Okay. Would you rather drink Peter Popoff's semen, or drink Jerry Falwell's diarrhea?
The other way around.
It was the other way around, I'm being informed.
Well, okay, thanks for letting us know. I'm not gonna answer that now, I'm gonna let the good people of our very small but strong fan base
call us in.
They can call 718-304-7856. Or they can email us like Brian did, and we're going to get to his email right now. But how did he do that?
He Gmailed us, Joe. It's not just email. It's special Gmail.
I don't understand these new
Google Mail
technologies.
Yeah. Gmail us at iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Right.
And you could send us a lovely email.
We're going to read your Gmail right now. Go ahead.
Starts off with WTF. Do you know what that stands for?
I don't know. Is that short for something?
Yeah, it says, it's short for what the fuck.
Hmm.
Who is this Naomi girl saying I have no brain? Naomi's my girlfriend. She did say that.
She stands by her words, too.
Yeah. Brian says, I do, meaning I do have a brain. And that was not my dad. It was some sort of imposter. His dad did call.
I'm pretty sure it was his dad. Yeah. I know Brian said anyway.
Sorry, Joe, but pie sucks balls. Sucks balls, yo.
What is he talking about?
You can put duty in it, and I don't like food that you can put duty in. It's true, you can't put duty in a cake. Just a pie. Then he says, plus it is a gay number that never ends. It is kind of a gay number.
Well, how is pie a gay number?
Who made pie so special? 3.14 repeating my ass.
Alright, first of all, it doesn't repeat. It's not repeating.
No,
it's not repeating.
It just keeps going. And then he ends it off. You guys want to play some faggot hockey this week? He's going to get... I'm going to get the foam sticks. So it's dope cheesy. Bro.
You know what? Even though I disagree, it's an awesome letter that he wrote on the Gmail.
Yeah. Faggot hockey, is he referencing
Why don't you tell that story?
Well, I won't tell the story. I'll just say check out the HeatherandBenShow.com, episode 1.
The what?
It's a show I do. It's a show I do.
You're doing a show right now. I don't understand what you're
saying. Yeah.
I know Heather does a show.
Yeah. Who's this baby?
That's my cousin Danielle. Hmm. And that's me jacked to take another picture.
Yeah. I think that's almost you, like, screaming at the camera. Like, I remember...
You know what? This is the beginning of my fascination with people yelling into the camera. Yes. I must have been doing this from when I was a little kid and not even realized it.
Yeah. Wow. That is weird.
Yeah, so, we're going to put these pictures up.
Yeah.
If you have some good pictures, send them to us.
Yeah.
Please.
We'd love to see it. I mean, you don't even have to, like, email it to us. Just, like, email your... Like, if you have a Flickr page or something.
Right.
Just send that to us. Tell us which photos to look at. Maybe we'll post it up on the show or just talk about it on the show or something like that.
Because, you know what's pretty cool about technology nowadays?
Right.
And video and whatnot?
Right.
You take all these pictures and all this video, and you watch it, like, the next day, and you're like, oh, this is stupid.
Right.
You go back 5, 6, 7 years later, it's the funniest thing in the world.
It's true.
Brian was involved in making some videos with us.
Oh, yeah, Brian. If you still have those tapes of us, we used to go over to Brian's house after school and make music videos. Music videos, now, we didn't have editing equipment back then. We just had a shitty camera. We had one wig that was a black.
I like how you qualify, like, you need wigs to do music videos.
You do! We had one wig.
Not like now, where we have so many.
That when I put it on, I looked like Howard Stern. It was really funny. It was a black, long, curly wig. And we didn't have, like, props or anything. It was just...
We had Brian's guitar.
We had one guitar. Or maybe two.
I think we only have one.
One guitar.
And we had an air guitar.
Yes.
And someone...
Playing the scissors.
I had drums. The worst blister.
Yes. So, yeah, we would do Van Halen songs. Didn't we do that? We did Hot for Teacher. I remember.
Yes.
I was... David Lee Roth on that
and
one.
Did you do? Was that when you invented the, or not invented, but perfected the guitar hump?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Tom Petty, you did too.
We did.
Didn't you do a little hump?
Okay, maybe hump? I did.
Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
GNR.
Yep.
Nirvana.
Yep. That was awesome.
Those are YouTube quality movies.
Oh my god, we would make we would have so many hits if we put those up. Brian, if you really have those tapes, we have to find a way of making them digital and putting them up online.
But maybe even better is our wrestling.
Oh boy.
Because as a whole, obviously it sucked because back then everybody did their own backyard wrestling and filmed it, and it's very boring and stupid. Yeah. But there's just some moments that are classic.
Right.
Like when, you know, the move in wrestling where one guy holds the other guy?
Yes.
And then, you know, like maybe like a bad guy is holding a good guy, and the other bad guy is going to go for the punch.
Right,
and he ducks.
Hits.
Yeah, we did that, only there was no ducking, and I got whacked right in the balls.
I would never participate in any of these. I was always the cameraman. And I remember at one point, you were getting the shit kicked out of you, for real.
For real.
And I was like, this is not good. Joe's going to get a bloody nose, or something like that.
Yeah, somebody's going to get a nosebleed.
Yes, and Joe got a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because Mike decided to jump across the lawn.
Yes.
Not at anyone. Like, I think he was purposely trying to miss everyone, but his clunky foot hit me right in the face.
Oh.
It made for some good effects, though.
Yeah. Didn't we involve Brian's pool in this once?
Yes. I don't know why a pool is important in a wrestling match.
It is. Totally is. We also had characters.
Yeah, I had two characters.
Yes. We also had Kevin play the Angel of Death.
Yes. He so totally did.
Did we actually film that, or were we just talking about that?
I don't remember.
And then we also, not only did we do the wrestling, but me and Joe did what would that be called?
I guess like a wrestling promo show.
Yeah.
Whereas we pretended like we were really having like a wrestling federation.
Right, yeah.
And we talked about it.
Do you have those tapes?
I probably do somewhere.
It's those we gotta convert, man.
Yeah. And I guess it all leads up to our master work that we worked on most of our high school lives.
Yeah.
And have almost, we do have an edit copy.
Yes.
Of like 3 minutes.
Right.
Almost nothing to show for it.
Yes.
It's called Messed Up TV.
It's pretty shitty.
The movie.
I don't think that even would go over well on YouTube, just because it's just so shitty.
I think if you take certain 5-second clips from certain scenes, just like funny lines or someone messing
up.
But
is that just funny to us, though?
It's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
The first time I watched that again, like back when we were in college, and we hadn't watched it in a long time. The first time I watched it again, I laughed so hard, I was crying and, like, slapping the floor, and it was like TXOMO, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Do you think that anyone else would
I don't think. I think people would feel bad for us.
Right.
They'd probably like, wow, they were retarded.
Boy, little retarded boys. Yeah. I like, our cheese tape, which I think was genius.
A first reality show, I think.
Yes. We did, we were at, on Mike's block. Mike was our friend. He's now in Georgia. We took the camera.
Big ups to Hotlanta.
Yes. And, I wonder if Mike listens to the show.
I'm gonna tell him that we mentioned him today. Okay. And he's gonna listen.
We took the camera out, I believe it was St. Patrick's Day.
It was in that time period, because that's when I had my arm in a sling.
One of the days that we did it, because I remember we stopped, Leanne Shenandorf's dad was in the car.
And huge St. Patrick's fan.
And he said, are you guys talking about green beer? So, it's gotta be St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, we pulled cars over, which is probably...
genius.
Really bad. And asked them if they like cheese. That was a simple question.
And I think the only two serious response you got about cheese was from my mother.
You stopped your mom?
Yeah, you stopped my mom. Oh, okay. She talked about cheese. Right. And that one guy.
Yeah, that
cheese. Maybe on a sandwich or something.
Yeah, I like cheese on a sandwich or something.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah.
Then you had weird old people.
Yes, the old lady who kept asking if there was film in the camera.
And then she was laughing. Right. What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with this?
That's not the first question you ask, usually. No. What are you going to do with this?
We also stopped a guy who got really angry at us.
He passed a bus.
Right. There was a bus stopped dropping off kids. And, you know, when they flicked that little thing, that stop sign out, you're supposed to stop. This guy did not stop. And he blamed that on us, I guess.
Yeah. Well, speaking of all these movies that we made, I have some real movie news.
What? Movie news?
Some hard-hitting movie news.
Oh, no. Is this about Indy 4 again?
No, this is a little funnier.
Okay.
I just noticed a trend that I don't think there's ever going to be a new or original movie coming out in the next 10 to 20 years.
Really? Ouch.
Here's proof. You saw Rocky?
Yeah, I saw the first one a long time ago.
I mean, there's another Rocky.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, they made one this year, though.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not making another one, are they?
No, that'd be silly, right?
Yeah.
Because Festival's so old.
Right.
And he just made a new Rocky.
They just made a new one.
Right. So why redo a role he did 20 years ago? Yeah,
that's pretty stupid.
No, that'd be dumb. This is smart.
Okay.
Rambo.
No!
Yes, they're making another Rambo.
I can't believe that.
They're totally making
another. Second Blood?
I think, yeah.
How many Rambos were there?
I think there was three.
Three Rambos.
And now there's gonna be the fourth one, and it's, like, been years.
He's not that jacked anymore. He's not that beefed, right?
I can't tell. He looks rubbery.
Ew.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Ew.
So, yeah, so don't go to the movies ever anymore.
Yeah.
I gotta go take my girlfriend, no, my fiancé, see Pirates of the Caribbean. You gotta do it, too.
Mm-hmm. What?
You hear that thing? Oh, he's gonna do it, don't worry. He's sleeping. He's just waiting for the right time to say, guess what, today's the day.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it either, but I gotta do. We were having this conversation in Wendy's.
Right.
That girls will go see a movie because of... an actor, a guy who's hot, or, you know, it's the next big thing.
Right. Like a Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, or what have you.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Right. I'm a big Joaquin Phoenix fan.
Gary Busey, Nick Nolte,
it's amazing how many girls go lining up for Gary Busey and Nick Nolte.
Right.
Girls like wrinkly, old, druggy guys.
Who look the same.
Yeah, they do look a lot alike. Yeah. But, guys, as much as we're called pigs...
Yep.
I'm not going to go see a movie
in the theater. I think we're the minority on that. I think there are some guys that do that.
Those movies never do well.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But I don't picture, even like guys, even like guys who are nothing like us.
Right.
You know, real guys.
Yeah, real men.
Who would be like, you know, I don't think they go see a movie just because, let's say, Jessica Simpson's in it or Jessica Alba. Look at all the crappy movies she's made. They would have made a lot more money if people went to see it just for that reason.
True, a lot of people saw Fantastic Four, though. That movie looked
shitty. It was. It was not good. It was not fantastic. Just like the comic.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not like that's the reason people are going. It doesn't have a huge following of guys who are like, yeah, I love that movie because Jessica Alba's in it.
That's true.
Whereas, like, something like Pirates of the Caribbean... We saw a girl dressed up as a pirate last time we went.
Right. It's two girls.
Two girls. Two different girls. They weren't together.
No.
They might have been afterwards, but that was just me thinking.
Wow. Pirate lesbians. Awesome.
Now there's a movie I see.
Did you see the new reality show they're making?
Is it about pirates?
Yeah, it's like becoming a pirate.
No.
Yes.
You're just kidding.
No, it started at the mall. Didn't you watch the TVs? Dr. Phil saying, look, you're in the malls. You stop being stupid, okay? That's all those promos do. You go to the mall and it's Dr. Phil.
He's just yelling at you, telling you to stop being stupid.
Why are you in the mall? You're stupid. Goodbye. Yeah.
Hey, don't buy that, dumbass.
Wow.
See, but that's what's wrong with this country. You have something that makes it.
Yeah, you get
and
like
does well,
trends.
And then it's like, boom, everything has to be
right,
that.
Right.
Example, everybody kind of likes that Deal or No Deal show.
Right.
So now ABC made a show called Friday Night Bingo. Now, that has nothing to do with Deal or No Deal,
right.
But they made the set look almost exactly like it. They have a host who is bald and looks just like Howie Mandel. You have a million reality contest shows where they have to have three judges. One's an asshole. Then you have the nice one, and then you have, you know, the cool guy,
right.
Just like American Idol.
Right.
No one does anything original or new. It's all gotta be safe. It's gotta be safe.
Well, yeah, it's like, this is making money, so let's just redo it.
Let's redo it.
Yeah. And not even try anymore.
Right. Yeah. And the same thing with movies. Yeah. Look at the movies that came out this summer. Shrek the Third.
Yes.
And that made $1,000,000,000. Spider-Man 3. The Third.
Yeah.
Made $1,000,000,000. Pirates is going to make a gazillion dollars. I'm sure when... In what's about to call it Independence Day.
Yes.
What is that movie? We were just talking about it. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh,
Die Hard.
The Fourth.
I'm sure that will make a ton of money when it comes out.
Yeah.
And Fantastic Four 2.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will make a ton of money.
It's all about sequels. It's all about... Okay. It's not only that this worked before, but this worked before... Let's add maybe just a little bit more to it, so we could...
Just enough to pass it off as a new movie?
Right. And let's try to make it a little better. No. Sorry. Your movie sucked before, it's gonna suck again.
But it's gonna make a buttload of money.
Yeah.
But it'll be out of the theater quick.
Yeah.
It's only gonna be in there for like a month and a half.
Right. At best. But movies like Grindhouse don't make money. How is that?
It's rated R. And people have to have the same sense of humor we do.
Right.
I bet you there are people who thought it was stupid and not funny.
Kids, what happened to you sneaking into movies and people got to do that more often?
Yeah, steal. Sneak into movies.
Like, people have to see that movie. It's amazing.
It is. It was probably the best movie
if it's rated R.
Of this year so far. Would you agree?
Yes.
I would agree.
What was good last year, too?
Was Thank You for Smoking last year? Because I think that was one of the better ones.
That was good, too. But that didn't make a lot of money, did it?
No. Well, it had a nice little run, but it didn't make a lot of money, no. Because people want simple, easy crap.
Yeah. I mean, they're on the kick of the superheroes now, so there's going to be, like, Iron Man's coming out. I'm sure other ones are coming out, too.
Well, when they made...
They're making The Watchmen. It's based on a comic. Watchmen looks kind of cool, though.
I think it hit its climax of shittiness with Ghost Rider.
Oh.
I think that's...
What about Daredevil?
Oh, I forgot about Daredevil. That was bad. Oh, and the spinoff.
Oh, right,
Elektra.
Right. Yeah. Alright, stop making movies. People, just stop making movies. Give me all your money, and we'll make some movies.
And I'm such a nerd, I'm going to go home and be like, I think I'll throw Empire Strikes Back or Back to the Future into... I don't know if you notice, I only watch movies with the word back in them.
What else do we have to talk about?
I want to briefly discuss Lost.
Right.
While I'm on the nerd kick.
Right.
I liked the season finale.
Yeah.
Something didn't sit quite right with me, and I don't know what it is yet.
I don't know what to think.
But think about it. That always happens. I told you, it's like a Bob Ross painting.
Right.
Whenever you think you got it, like, alright, it's good now, and it's they throw something in there. Why would they do that? That's so stupid. It screwed it up.
Yeah.
Case in point, the hatch.
Right.
When they first got to the hatch, it was like, oh, there's this hatch in the middle of the jungle, and it just ruined the whole...
That was really cool.
And now it's cool. The beginning of this season...
But then they blew it up.
Yeah. The beginning of this season with all the houses.
Right.
Well, Otherville, as they call it on the internet. I thought that was stupid. Now I'm totally used to it, and I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess, if you didn't see it, I'm not going to spoil the ending for you.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It'll be
fine. I like it.
You like it more than you let on.
Yeah.
You're a losty.
But, more importantly, just found a video on the internet. It's a boy band. You're thinking Backstreet Boys,
yeah,
right?
Backstreet's
you're
back?
You're thinking, no.
Mm. Is it NSYNC?
Nope.
I know. Those 98 Degrees, right?
No.
Something new on the horizon?
It's almost like New Kids. New Kids on the Block, you know New Kids, right?
Yeah, I'm all
Donnie,
about
Donnie, the monkey guy.
Oh, Donnie.
Yeah, there's Donnie, and then there.
His name.
There's Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie, you remember Donnie?
Yeah, wait, Donnie. Whenever I think of Donnie, though, you gotta remember Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Donnie. Right?
There was about, like, five Donnies in the group.
I think it was the Donnies. And then when they came to America.
And there was Joey. It was the little guy, Joey.
Right, Joey. Right. He was cool.
Okay, anyway. Take New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
I believe there were five members of New Kids, maybe four.
A couple Donnies and a Joey.
Just make it three.
All right, so you're thinking less is more. Addition by subtraction.
Yeah. Now, remove half of their brain.
Okay.
Each brain, take away half of it.
All right.
Okay, so they're slow. They're a little slow, okay?
Okay.
You could call them mentally retarded.
All right. So, okay. Three mentally retarded guys.
Yes.
Okay, we're on a roll.
They got legs, right?
Yeah.
How about they can't use their legs?
Oh, no. How are they going to dance?
Wheelchairs.
Stop it.
Wheelchairs. You know what this band's called?
Backstreet Boys.
Nope. Keep guessing.
New Kids on the Backstreet.
Nope. Wheels on the Block. Wheels on the Block.
Because
they have wheelchairs yes. And they're on the block. I don't... You know what? I'm not sure if they're mentally retarded.
Their legs are, though.
Yes. Their legs are mentally retarded. Because could you be paralyzed and talk funny like that?
Yeah, you could have a stroke.
Yeah.
A stroke is no different.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know if they're retarded or not.
They're just messed up.
messed up awesomely.
Oh, sorry.
yeah. New.
You're gonna post that video, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you guys gotta check it out. Maybe we'll play after the show, we'll play just a little clip of one of their covers.
We should probably start wrapping the show up.
Yeah.
Because we have an important phone call that just came in.
What?
That's right. You remember the teaser in the beginning of this episode?
Oh, yeah, the, Worfina?
Worf himself is calling. Shit. He's got some answers.
Oh, crap.
He's got some
You want to play that right now?
Let's play that. And, I guess this is it then, huh?
Yeah.
So, check us out.
On the internet. iHeartSnacks. blogspot.com
Or you can call us
718-304-7853 or Gmail us.
No.
Oh, you just said the three.
Shit, don't call that guy. He's gonna be so pissed. Alright, 718-304-7856.
Right.
Okay.
Leave off the last S for savings.
Totally do that. And if you mention that we sent you, you'll get an extra S off.
Yeah. Take all those S's off.
Just no more S's.
And Gmail us at iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Right.
Facebook us, MySpace,
all that good stuff.
.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook us.
And just, find
something.
Us on the Facebook. It's easy enough to find us.
Yeah.
There.
So dope cheese.
Yeah, dope cheese, guys. Poopy. Nope.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. This is Worf. You know, from Star Trek. Listen, I got that photo you sent me, and I got some disturbing news. It's Willow, and Joe is in the mask. Alright, so now I'm not only going to kill Willow by biting his head off, I'm coming after you, Joe. That's right, dope cheese.
New wheels on the block!
I'm rolling away. Because my legs are not the game I think every day. Dark eyes with bigger problems happy today. At least I'm not dead. I'm not.